That's Barbados.
Shavua Tov.
Okay.
So I'm wearing a mask because I'm in Eish Kodesh. Anybody want to join me? Are you welcome?
Oh. I don't know.
No, I didn't know either. I didn't want to tell anybody because I wasn't sure. It was like almost last minute decision, and I don't know how long I'm going to be here for. So I'm saying I'm going to be here the whole day, but I don't know whether I'm going to be doing this all the time. We'll have to see how things unfold. Yeah. Meantime, it's good to be out and about. Yeah, we got Baruch in the Bahamas and Menashe there in Netanya. Doesn't look like he's in Netanya. It looks like he's in the Alps. Like he's having a bit of winter there in Netanya for a few days. Tov, I just want to see where we got up to. I'm using a different safer, Baruch. What the F are we on? Can't find. I think it's somewhere around about Kuf Tzadi Gimel, somewhere around about there. Yeah, we saw that. No. We after that. Shlichus miyuchedes lekiddush Hashem shemayim berabim that we saw. So I'm just using a different sefer. Bekolish tadas and emtzon akudus hakavod shemayim. We did that. Baal b'toch neni ma'abed loyla me'esach tenaisov. God nur baruch. We saw Godla Neni Megia Kop of Yosem miyirushemayim. The Moridi Kamaral there. We saw Panosa Ksheiru. We started talking about the woman. That you have to find a way. Yeah. We didn't do this properly. The Rav Shimon Schwab, we haven't seen yet. No? Yeah, let's go. Okay. So this may be relevant to those of you who've got daughters. I don't see anybody here that it's directly relevant to, but it could be relevant to if you have daughters. Or you have sons who are going to marry daughters, daughter-in-laws. So anyway, but the yasod's the yasod. Whether it applies to the woman going out or us going out, whoever's doing the ishtadlis, the yasod stays the same. I'm going to go from Kuf Tzadik Tes. It's picking up from Kuf Tzadik Ches at the bottom there. He said that's Mekubal Ayom, that the ishtadlis on Agus Panosa is usually on the wife. Even in the secular world, you'll see that... women also is sick in ishtadlis. You'll see that in the world out there today, there are a lot of women that are the main breadwinners. It's not an unusual thing to find women working in very high places, very affluent, wealthy, powerful women in the world today. So we're not just talking about obviously it relates to our world where men are learning and the women are more sick and fairer. But I spoke a little bit last week about what I said, and I said what I said, and if I'm, you know, not always very popular about what I just said, but that's just the way it is. She has to be going to work so that he can learn. There's laws there that she's going to work so he can potter about and do other things, you know, or she's working so hard to support him in learning that he can't learn. He's got to stay and look after the children. And now with coronavirus, there's nothing to talk about. But we're talking about in a situation where a woman and even a man is going out to work. It has to be in a situation where he can find kosher work. Mentioned Rapinkas, well, little things. So this girl came to ask him the following question, like this. Nishalti alei bat. I'm on the top there of Kuf Tzadik Tes, the second paragraph. Nishalti alei bat shilemad bebeit sefer beis yankev America. She wanted to marry a ben Torah. Her father wasn't religious. He's not going to support them. She was a balis tshuva. She had very little chance of getting a job as a teacher. You know, those jobs are taken up with yichus already. Should she go learn in university a mikzo of machshavim? Once again, the story we're talking about, yeah, you have to apply the principle. Could be today it is mutter to go learn machshavim because you don't have to go to university to do it. This was 30, 40 years ago when to get involved in machshavim was you had to mamash go study in university for years. Today you can do courses, you have to go to university. But the principle is what we're trying to extract here, not the case. You know, don't learn from here that's also to work on a machshav. You know, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about then. It's like the Mishnah, you know, the Mishnah is talking about oxen goring oxen. Today, no one has an ox, but you have a motor car, you know, you have an aeroplane driving into a building who has to pay, you know. So we're trying to extract the principles. Okay. You'll see how the numbers have changed. $90,000 a year today, that's not a very good salary. I don't know if you can survive in America today in a raising frum family on $90,000. That's not enough to cover school fees, you know, if you're going to have more than two children. So, she can get married, she can marry a bentor, and she can work in machshavim and support him. That's what she wanted. She wants someone who's going to be mamish makdish his whole life to Torah and kedusha. He doesn't have to worry about money because I'm going to make all the money. That was a shala. She explained like this. She grew up very, very far from Yiddishkeit. 12 years old, she got into Beis Yaakov. That's very unusual. I'm a Bas Tshuva at 12 and going to Beis Yaakov. That's nadir. From then, I've tried to conduct myself as a Bas Yisrael Ksheira. We already saw she didn't have family support. I don't want to go after all the narishkat of the Olam Hazeh. I don't want to be mixed in all the goyim. I don't want to have anything to do with that whole world again. I've come away from there. If I go to university, all the tzniyas that I built in the Omel and Yizeh for years will be soon in the Sakona. All the tzniyas that I've built over the years with sweat and nisyonos is going to be it's going to be saken, it's going to be dangerous. L'chein she'altihi im l'lekes l'ilmoid b'universitet l'nisei l'ben Torah u'l'chapes avoid p'shut v'l'nasan yudi oivet she'ein torosei emonosei. I ask that for a question. You go to university and you learn and you marry a ben Torah and you live the rest of your life with a Talmud Chochem. Or no, you go find a simple job. You don't have to get a university. You marry a Jew that's working and learning. And Torah is not in Manasseh. You won't marry someone who's going to be Makdish his whole life to Torah. What do you do? That's a hard question. What do you do if your daughter asks you that question? Yeah. As lo yidati mala notla. But it was real, didn't know what to answer. Shatikti ma'at. Vakacha amati lo. Obviously, they said like this to her. You want to sweat out a little bit yourselves why he had a hard time answering this question? You want to think about if this was your daughter asking this question, what would you tell her? So he said like this. Avurech ein li tshuva. For you, I don't have an answer. Ulam ima batsheli. Let's say Rebetzin Neustadt. That's his daughter, yeah, the famous Rebetzin Neustadt. If she would come and ask him this question, she would ask me this question. Go marry somebody who's kovei itim l'teira, even though he's not torosei menosei, he's not somebody who's oisig in teira kol yom. Vafilu lebal she'omel benosei b'avoyde b'zuyin. Even if it's somebody who does work, that's a lowly job. Somebody works on the roads or somebody who sweeps the streets. Ach kovei itim l'teira, b'is kovei itim l'teira. Ubevat she'at lo telchil l'mod b'university, on condition you don't go to university. V'lo tekalkale es hato'ol shel kol kvedus b'af melech p'nim, and you don't destroy that mahus, that essence of what a Jewish girl is, kol kvedus b'af melech p'nim. Ein zeh da'ka shel das yudis. That's not the way of a bas Yisrael. That's what he would have told his daughter. But you, I don't know what to tell you. For you, I don't have an answer. I would say to my daughter, you're not zeicher to marry a ben Torah. It's not your ashma. That's not your fault. You yearned for that. That's what you wanted. He's the one that makes you duchim. He has other work for you. Got another job for you. It's not our job to worry about these things. You have to do what Hashem wants you to do. My job is to make sure that my daughter stays a Bas Yisrael, a Tznua Dika, modest Bas Yisrael. Allah, you, Peniti Al Yisabat, I told this girl. Any Yoichali Psok. That's too much a chras for me. I'm not prepared to take a chras for that. Not for your house and not for all the generations that are going to come out of you. I can't take a chras for that. It's a shala for one of the gedolei ador. Rav Shimon Schwab in America in those days was the Moida Astra. So Rabbi Shel Washington Heights, the Talmidei Shel Agoyin HaTzadik Rabbi Rucham Emir, Rabbi Schwab learned by Rabbi Rucham. Sipati lo es advarim, veitzakti lefana vese shayla. I put on his table this question. Haim alei lelechas lilmod university toich kedai sikun atzilusa shel Bas Yisrael. Go to university and learn and marry a ben Torah, but at the same time there's a risk to her pnimias. V'kol zeis kedai lenaset talmud chacham, or levoid avoid a pshuta, or let him get a simple job. V'li stapek babal hamisfades beigia kapov, and marry somebody who works. Hagoyin atzarik Reb Shimon Shatak, he kept quiet. He's not prepared, he can't answer a question. Who's going to take a cross for a question like that? He wasn't prepared to answer. That was his answer. Okay? That was the end. Reb Shimon wouldn't answer. Ach, however, so then I told him what I told her. What I would tell if she was my daughter. She's not my daughter, so I can't tell her. But if it was my daughter, where I can't say I don't have an answer for you, and I told him what I would tell her, you're 100% right. That's what you should answer, Bas Yisrael. However, since there would be a psak, yeah, I would be pasking against the psak of Klal Yisrael, the way Klal Yisrael manages itself today. I'm too scared to pasken. Reb Shimon Shah wasn't a scaredy. He wasn't a pachdan. Well, this is too big for me. So, okay, this is hard to get our heads around. Okay, first of all, because it's a bit foreign for us. The word that comes out of here, okay, is the enormous seriousness that a person has to take into account when you're making ishtadlis, and you understand the ishtadlis is not what's making the panosa, how scared and terrified you have to be from doing things in the name of Torah and religion that are a little bit dodgy. I know plenty of people, I know some people that mutter themselves things, which are not 100%, also it's not mutter, it's not also, it's those gray areas, okay, because you're going to give tzedakah, because he'll be able to learn longer, he'll be able to... I sat with somebody on a Shabbos, the guy had just made $500 million that week. Okay? I don't see anybody's eyes jumping up. That's a lot of money, Raboisa. $500 million, that's proper money, or that's pocket change? I don't know what $500 million would look like, but $500 million is a lot of money, yeah? That's $500 million, yeah? I sat with the guy on Shabbos, and he told me, that's it. He's done with working. Lufrunga, he's done with working. Traveling, he was never at home because he was so busy traveling and going and schmatzing and coming and this and all over the world. And tuck, eventually he sold the investment, whatever he was doing. I don't want to give away too many pratim. And he had $500 million. I was with him that Shabbos. So that's a good time for a fundraiser to arrive at somebody for Shabbos. Yeah, that was one of the rare moments you have with a guy, you know, like... You're sitting with a guy who's just made $500 million on Shabbos, you know, and you're eating in his house, you know. So, anyway, it took me like 3 days to get an appointment with him afterwards to get to see him. Anyway, so you got to chop them fast because you got to get them while it's still profit. In 2 or 3 days, it's already capital. Then you can't get money out of them. Anyway, those were the good old days. So, but he tells me that's it. He needs a few weeks just to tie up his affairs, and then he's going to work a few hours a day just, you know, playing with his investments, whatever. He's going to pay a chavrus and he's going to sit and learn. That's his live stream. 6 months later, Raboisa, 6 months later, he was backed up to his eyeballs in an investment. He was going to make $12 billion from this deal. How could you turn away a deal like that? Yeah, he took his $500 million that he had, invested in the $12 billion. Anyway, that slept for about 5-6 years. Eventually, the whole thing bellied up. And he's not a poor man today. He's still a wealthy person. What happened to the sitting and learning, curvating the Torah, blah, 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 blah. No, because... There's a dangerous world here when it comes to money and panasa and he was doing it l'shem shemayim. You know what you can do with $12 billion? He was gonna make $12 billion. You know what you could do with that? You can start cradling him, and he did when he made this $500,000. He was machzik a lot of Torah. He was. But that doesn't matter what you're doing. you'll end up going into places and doing things which are just not, we know that, we all know that. There's nobody here that's not working. Everybody, we know, you get land, you'll end up, you have to deal with people that are better not to be with. You have to go on lunches with people that you don't want to see. But there's a certain point where if a person understands that his panos is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there are things you don't allow yourself to do and you don't allow your children to do. If you have any say over your children, a lot of us, don't, they get to a certain age, you can't tell them what to do. Well, that's the vote from here. Exactly how you have to ask shalas. You have to ask shalas, and these are heavy shalas, because you see, there were a great man like Rav Shimon Shrobzatzal, who was he was a lion. He wouldn't answer the question because it's too complex. How do you answer a question like that? Utpam, today there is other work which girls can do today, certainly in Eretz Yisrael. They can work on computers and that, especially today. Most of the work's from home. They don't have to go to the workplace. They don't have to, yeah, okay. Well, I'm not saying it, but there's other areas. There's whatever. Will you let your daughter work in a bank? Get a good job working in a bank. You know, you go down to the bank, yeah, there's from girls working in the bank, okay? You'd let your daughter work in a bank. I don't know if I would advise my daughter to work in a bank. No. Anyway, whatever. I'm not even, they can't throw tomatoes at me. There's no one here. It's a bit lonely in this building. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. I was just saying, I'm lonely here. At least one person pitched. Okay. At least there's one person here. Okay. So that's they have to process that. Maybe we can, if you've got questions on this, we can deal with it later. Well, there's sugi ma'od mukav. It's not poshut. V'achein, ha'iris ha'shal apir. This psak, which was a moidik psak, I think since Rabbi Huda Anossi decided to write down the Mishnah, so I don't know if there was a bigger psak. Maybe when Rabbi Shur ben Gamla closed down the schools, maybe there was closed down the yeshivas in people's homes and opened up the chadorim and the school system, which was the biggest revolution ever in Klal Yisrael. I don't know. This was a major revolution. This is massive. This was like, this was a harasha. This was Eis Lasois. This wasn't the heta that the Beis Yaakov should go out and mefanes Bnei Yisrael. That was paskened on the Gedolei Ador, all the Gedolei Ador after the Holocaust. Kesherotzu Gedolei Yisrael lachzia Torah Lishona. To return the crown to Klal Yisrael after the Holocaust, you have to rebuild. There was nothing left. You need people to sit and learn after they get married. How's it going to happen? How are you going to do that? There was nothing left. We know what orthodoxy looked like in America after the Holocaust. There was nothing left. Look what it looks like today. That was on the back of Sarah Schneer. That was Reish. That was on the back of Sarah Schneer on Beis Yankov. That was built on this Horosh Shah. They sent the girls out there to go and take a chras for the panasa. Not a poshut decision. Not a poshut decision. Massive, massive. In the merit of that, we built a generation. Baruch Hashem, kailim, yeshivas. The Neichach Gidl Oilam Yeshivas Ein Zu Kiyom Mesiris Esakir Vele Nesele Bas Torah. Kavava. Today, things have changed. Today, you don't have to have such big Mesiris Nefesh today like it was in those days to marry a Ben Torah. Kavava. Hayoim Hainian Boru Muvan Lekol Bas Yisrael. Because Bas Yaakov. She Nisai Srak Le Ben Torah. Every Bas Yaakov girl knows, yeah, she wants to marry somebody who's learning. Poshut, that's. In those days, it was a busha. It was to marry someone who's going to learn Torah all day. Have you lost your mind? Oitzel Noshim, Sheyotzel Apana says Baalayim, Yotzel Avoidus Hakreves Lolameinu. Those girls that went out then and worked very close to our world. Hachal Bahoro, Vachal Betipul Beliyadim, or Mechir Bechaniyot Charediot. What jobs were available 40 years ago, 50 years ago? They worked in teaching in Horo. In the Ganim, looking after children, maybe working in Haredi shops. How many were there? You know, Rabbi Akiva, you know, Geula. It was mutter to go to Geula in those days. Today, Geula looks more like Times Square. But yeah, they were work close to home. they merited that the work they did didn't change their essence, didn't take away from what it was to be a Bas Yisrael. What was driving them was only one thing. I'm going to be Maisa Nefesh for Torah. We have to rebuild Torah. We're after a Holocaust. We have to rebuild. And I want to be part of that rebuilding process. They had an ideology. And the Torah guarded them. They had the Siyata Dishmaya to continue to be Bnei Yisrael, not to lose the essence, what it means. They were being Maisa Nefesh, they had an ideology, they were very idealistic. They wanted to help part Rebel Torah. There were very few of them around. There was a certain spirit, a certain camaradership. And they looked after each other and took care of each other. The damage didn't get done. On the contrary, look what grew from that. Lo kein ayom. This is 25, 30 years ago. Lo kein ayom. Ayom. You want to bring this up to date? Kayom Beis Yaakov nisus the Talmid Chochem ki kach kula osot. You will find today a few, I don't know what the percentages are, that are still ideological and are still prepared to be Maisa Nefesh. But today you marry a Talmud Chochem or you marry a Ben Torah because that's what everybody does. You know, you ask any girl, what are you looking for? I'm looking for somebody who wants to grow. Somebody's going to be learning. They really mean that? You better pay the price? They don't know. But love to have a Mesiris name for the Torah. It's not because they have a Mesiris for Torah. L'famim af lo nitenes arocha nechayne b'sochechi ha-mishpacha la-bala nelem b'yigi ha-kopa v'koy v'yitim le-Torah. Ki ein ze mekubal kayom. Today there's no respect for somebody who's kovei itim le-Torah and he's making a panos, he's working a bit to make a panos to support a family. It's almost considered an embarrassment, chas v'chalila, but that's the way it is. Ki ein ze mekubal hayom. That's not acceptable. A person can't sit and learn. He wants to go out and work a little bit and have a respectable panos and support a family. It's a busha. The whole family gets embarrassed. Mashu lo nachon po. Mashu mekubal maod lusha noshim tetzene lavoid. What is mekubal today is the women go to work. Bekol makom bekol mechir. Any place and no matter what the price is. Yoitzim lavoid gam im mekoymes avoid einim kravim lechamama v'charedis. Even if the workplace is not close to the warmth of a frum home. There could even be places where these girls are working where you could even be dealing with a virus. That's an issue of this generation. You must know when he was talking, it was very bad. It could be that things are worse in certain aspects today, but they're also much better. But when he was talking, yeah, the situation was out of control. We see with pained eyes. Lo mishpacha achas v'lo shtaim nivku v'narosu klil mipat ha-psizois v'bechiris makom avoida. We've seen families destroyed, Rachmana Litzlan, because of the wrong choice of where to work. Toch kedei hit almud mikach shemokum zi olo livgoi b'kvoide v'atzilosu shel Bas Yisrael. The kol kvoide bas melech b'pnima is being destroyed, is being uprooted from the inside, just by the wrong choice of work. The husband forgets that going out and working and making ishtadlis is only that, it's ishtadlis. The loshen that he uses, we'll see, there's other shoyness, but the loshen he uses is you're preparing a kli to be makabal birch shamayim. How do you get a kli that's being built on an aveira or a nidnu aveira that can be a kli that can be hold brocha? Where's the brocha? A kli saduk. If you would steal money and feed your bar food and feed your children that food, one of the Gedolei Yisrael said, you're feeding your children treif food because you bought the food with treif money. You stole money to feed your children. So you want brocha from that food for your kids? The Maisa Shahayo. I'm not going into it now. Certain family asked one of the Gedolei Yisrael, what's going on with his family, whatever, how come it's like this? He said, because you give them tray food. The meat tray food, the best hechshes is here, but you're stealing the money. You know, you've got your foot on the scale when you're weighing the produce. You know, you're not an elechid. No, so what do you want? Doesn't mean every case, but that's what happened there. You can't get Shefa Brocha if the Kli is built on a virus. But Panasa Kuzula Taichali Shreis Brocha, can't get Brocha. But by Shepanasa, Bomi Makim Shiesh, but Nidu Daveira, La Yachalim Tzach Talmud Chochim, you can't grow a Talmud Chochim in rotten soil and pour poisoned water onto the plant and expect the plant to grow. It's all bad. Lefamim anu toim v'sholim es atzmeinu im lo nishlach es b'naisenu la'avod michutz nimizgeres charedi sherei einu oine tomid ala tzrichim v'einu yechole sapik avoidem mechaben es az baila im kach einu nuchal leises b'naisenu l'b'nai toira. And what happens if she can't get work in the places you're talking about and she won't be able to marry a big toira? Ma ye? Ach ein tocheles l'panes b'eishol toira. She's going to panes a b'eishol toira. Hashem already promised the Torah won't be forgotten. That is not your responsibility. So it's understood if we cleave and walk in the traditional, true, proper ways of Klal Yisrael, the way it's supposed to be today. You ask your Rov if you're not sure. And we'll guard what's precious to us and what's kodesh to us and was to our ancestors. The tznius of Bas Yisrael and the quality of where they are, where they're working. Hashem will take care of what he is to take care of. What's got in the way here, and what the biggest problem here is this koichem v'etzim yodi, which is manifesting in the ruchnias. We understand, but there's a I have to support my husband in learning. My husband has to sit and learn. So therefore, what? Well, I have to do everything I can. Who said you have to do anything? You go out and make ishtadlus for panasa in a kosher, healthy way, and the kosher baruch will take care of your Torah. Why is it your responsibility? You do what a kosher baruch wants you to do. And you'll see that you'll have enormous, enormous siyata dishmaya. But when you start looking for things on the, you know, on the dark side, and it's in the name of Torah and religions, because I'm going to support the Ben Torah, and it's all a mitzvah, and it's all in the name of Torah and religion, you see what happens. Unfortunately, it doesn't produce the brocha that a person was anticipating, and the ideology has been lost. There's no more ideology anymore. It's peer pressure. That's an important lesson you have to learn, and it's important for us to learn this as well. I mean, besides the extra question of the B'nais Yisrael working, it's this, that, whatever it is. Today, even in Beit Shemesh, a lot of women are working while men are doing other things. We have to check that our lives are al pi Torah and al pi das Torah. Okay, but said Tov, Mitzvah Hashem will carry on tomorrow. I don't know where I'm going to be. If I'm going to be here back permanent and anyone's interested in joining, so then I'll send out an email. In the meantime, it's going to be very much a day-by-day decision until we see how the wind blows. Take good care. Zeigesund.
You're not sure.